This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. After a short-lived calm following heavy exchange of strikes between Israel and Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, fighting resumed on Monday. State media witnesses reported that Israeli strikes targeted the Lebanese border village of Tair Harfa, in an area of the coastal city of Sidon, Monday afternoon. A car was hit in the latter strike. Lebanon's state-run national news agency reported that a man from one of the Palestinian organizations had survived the strike in the car. In addition to targeting Hezbollah members, Israel has occasionally targeted members of Hamas and other Palestinian armed groups in Lebanon. There are no immediate reports of other casualties. Later Monday, Hezbollah announced it had targeted military surveillance equipment in northern Israel with an exploding drone. A senior UN official said Monday it had been forced to halt its humanitarian operations in Gaza due to a new Israel evacuation order for the Deir al-Bala area. The official said as of Monday morning, humanitarian operations were not operating in Gaza, saying that since the start of the war, the UN has sometimes had to delay or take a pause in its humanitarian activities. He said it was not a decision to stop, but practically they cannot, operate. According to the official, the UN had relocated most of its personnel and its operations to Deir al-Bala following a Rafah evacuation order several months ago. Meanwhile, at a remote news briefing Monday, United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, Planning Director Sam Rose told reporters a similar story.
The humanitarian operations have been incredibly squeezed. We're getting very little aid supply in through Kerem Shalom. We estimate that 1 million people who we plan to assist with food aid in August will go without.
This is VOA News. A British safety advisor working with a team of Reuters journalists was killed when a Russian missile struck a hotel in the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ryan Evans was staying at the Hotel Sapphire with colleagues in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region when it was hit by a Russian missile Saturday night. Two other members of the six-person Reuters crew were hospitalized with injuries. Local officials said the hotel was struck by a ballistic missile, leaving the reporters with blast injuries. Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region also came under Russian fire, resulting in multiple civilian injuries. In Russia, five people died in Ukrainian shelling in the border region of Belgorod. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The founder and CEO of the messaging social media service Telegram was detained at a Paris airport Saturday on an arrest warrant alleging his platform had been used for money laundering, drug trafficking, and other offenses such as possession and distribution of child sexual abuse content. Pavlov Durov is a dual citizen of France and Russia. He and Telegram said Monday they've complied with all laws and have nothing to hide. Western governments have often criticized Telegram for its lack of content moderating. It's an issue for the future of the Internet and social applications. Seth Schachner, the managing director of Strata Americas, a Los Angeles-based consultant firm that helps clients with media and technology partnerships, told VOA's International Edition the question was one of responsibility and what responsibility do social media programs have for monitoring the activity on their networks and how can they be regulated?
The issue is that these are enormous networks. They're not newspapers, per se. Or I think media per se, as you and I would understand it, whether it's The Voice of America or The Washington Post. And, you know, there is a little bit of a balance there in terms of giving them liberty and not crushing them. But I'm a firm believer that you do need to moderate content on your networks.
As the Paralympics get underway in Paris, swimmer Allie Truitt is making her debut in the Games a year after losing her lower leg in a shark attack while snorkeling. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Last year, after graduating Yale, where she was on the swim team, Truitt was in Turks and Caicos snorkeling when a shark attacked.
Pretty quickly, it had my leg in its mouth, and the next thing I knew, it had bitten off on my foot and part of my leg.
Truitt says recovery was hard, as was the road to the Paralympics.
I was feeling really fearful of the water because at that point, the last time I had heard the sound of water, I was swimming for my life. But it was important for me to fight for the things that I could reclaim because some of what I lost, I'm never getting back.
I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.